Well, the Proteas women's side have managed to get over 300 against Sri Lanka in their final ODI. They've got 301 for 5 from their 50 overs, and that is thanks hugely to 184 not out from the captain, Laura Wolfart. She has now scored the highest score by a South African woman in ODI cricket, and she's also scored the fourth highest ODI score in women's cricket of all time. So fantastic innings from the captain, and as I said earlier, she's been in sublime form. Nadine de Klerk chipped in with 35 of 48, and Marizane Kapp made 36 of 34 deliveries. The Proteas women's side are looking to win that ODI series. They are 1-0 up, and this is the final match. Then looking at football news, former Tottenham striker Harry Kane knows fans of his old club will be supporting him tonight. It's as he attempts to dump Arsenal out of the Champions League with Bayern Munich. The England captain scored during last week's 2-2 draw in the first leg of the quarterfinal at the Emirates Stadium, and Kane admits victory would be extra special for him.
I had a lot of history with Arsenal playing for Spurs for so many years, and that North London derby obviously was probably the biggest game of the season every year when we was in the Premier League. But for me here, you know, it's a different chapter, it's a different moment for me. I'm playing obviously for a different team.
Well, I really hope that Harry Kane doesn't score for Bayern Munich tonight, and also that Arsenal get the job done and move into the semi-finals of the Champions League for the first time in 15 years. The other quarter-final tonight will see Man City hosting Real Madrid. It is 3-3 in that clash, so that's also going to be an appetizing one. 9 o'clock kickoffs in both of those games. And then finally, in some golf news, Rory McIlroy has denied any approaches from LIV Golf. There were rumors that he was close to signing a 16.3 billion rand deal with the Saudi-backed league, but he has vehemently denied these claims.
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from LIV, and I've never contemplated going to LIV. And I think I've made it clear over the past 2 years that I don't think it's something for me. Doesn't mean that I judge people that have went and played over there. I think, personally for me, you know, my future is here on the PGA Tour, and it's never been any different.
Well, Rory McIlroy is in the field this week at the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head, and it's going to be another fantastic field. Scottie Scheffler's there, Tommy Fleetwood's there, Max Homer's there. All of the best players that performed well at Augusta last week are there, along with a couple South Africans, Christian Bezuidenhout and Eric Van Rooyen. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tate.